Calvin Mawela, the CEO of MultiChoice, thank you very much for your time. Give me a sense of what for you is transpiring at Davos. Anything changing the way you look at the world dramatically to this point?
I think the first thing to do is to just reflect on just the topic that Davos chose for this year. History at a turning point, government policies and business strategies. And I think it speaks to where the world is at the moment, the geopolitical tensions, inflation, the economic pressures that consumers are facing, the middle class that are getting hit hard by virtue of commodity prices going up, oil prices going up. And I think we need to take a pause and reflect on what does the future hold for the world. And that is the first thing that I think everybody here at Davos is trying to grapple.
Is there hope? In your opinion, is there hope?
I think there is hope. The fact that the world is coming together, taking a pause, and trying to find solutions to the challenges that the world is facing, definitely there is hope. Is the solution going to be as quickly as we would love it to be? Probably not. We still have to go through a little bit of pain. But I think everybody understands that the status quo can't remain. We need to find solutions to the war in Ukraine. We need to look at inflation, find a way to bring it down. And in that way, then we can begin to see growth coming through again. And I think everybody is paying attention to this, and we should be able to get solutions with all the great minds around the world.
Where does climate change feature in your assessment of the world's biggest issues in terms of what we're facing right now?
Climate change is a very important topic as well. That is one of the second biggest topics that has been discussed here at Davos. I think there are two elements to it. The first thing is that, as we've seen, even back home, the floods that have happened, that have never happened before in many, many years, we need to pay attention to it and find a way to transition towards clean energy. There is a lot of debate now as to how quickly are we able to transition, and others questioning as to whether the amount of money that is being thrown at moving away also then accelerates inflation as well. So those are the things that everybody is trying to grapple with. We know we need to transition towards a clean energy, but at the same time, as we throw a lot of money into it, then inflation also ticks up, and we need to contain inflation at the same time. So we need to find a balancing act of transitioning as quickly as possible, but at the same time, not hurting the middle class who are so dependent on an economy that functions very well, inflation being at reasonable rates, and in that way, then their lives are able to be better, and that's what we're trying to do, to build a better world there.
What are the trends that you're seeing from a media perspective? I mean, where MultiChoice plays, what are you picking up in terms of the digital environment, video on demand? I mean, it's changing so dynamically. You don't wake up and there's a new platform every day.
Yeah, I think it's very fascinating to see, and there's a lot of discussions around video consumption. As you know, it's happening on social media. You see a lot of OTT players coming in, and there is a big debate now about the amount of money and market cap that has gone into social media platforms, with advertising getting under pressure now. Are we going to see the types of valuations that we have seen in the past, the types of market cap that we've seen in the past, or they need to be a rebalancing act in that area as well? And we have seen also OTT players coming under pressure, the likes of Netflix, cautioning that they might not see further growth, actually they might go backwards. And I think when you see how money flows now, people are beginning to go back to the fundamentals under which businesses need to run. You run a business to make a profit. And people are beginning to shift to reward businesses that are run at the back of those basic fundamentals that have always been done. And that is a rebalancing act that I think the world is going through. And I think it's the right thing to do. Those times where money was being thrown with the hope that the growth will continue and will make money at some stage, we're seeing that being questioned. The models of such business models being questioned. And I think it's good for the world to start realizing we need to find a way to get to the basic fundamentals of, around economics and business. And in that way, I think we should be realistic in terms of what goes where and be able to run a sustainable model of businesses in the world.
Will you change anything in terms of how you manage MultiChoice, given your position as CEO of MultiChoice, from the discussions that you've had here?
From the discussion that we have, yeah, I think I'll take a pause and go and reflect on what I've absorbed and what I'm seeing and what are the trends and where people are going. The metaverse is one area that I've looked at with keen interest in this conference. And I think I'm beginning to pick up that, yes, it has legs to stand on, it has potential, and that is an area that I'll be digging deeper and trying to understand as to what are the business models that are going to work. Are we able to, as a business, also start looking deeper into it as to whether we can do something around that? And that is an exciting time for me.
Calvo Mawela, thank you so much for joining me, CEO of MultiChoice here, Davos 2022. Thanks for joining us, Conversations from Davos.
Thank you very much.